Ten Lords A-Leaping by Ruth Dudley Edwards. Read by Bill Wallace. Prologue. A baroness? What lunatic would make you a baroness? I'll have no aspersions cast on Her Majesty the Queen, my boy, said Jack Troutbeck. Especially now I'm about to become a pillar of the establishment. The cackle that followed was so loud that even at a distance of 4,000 miles, Amos had to move the receiver away from his ear. You know perfectly well what I mean. Which of your multifarious admirers decided that what the House of Lords really needed to liven it up was you? Mainly Bertie. Bertie? My God, you've got so slow since you've been in India, Robert. Been on the hippie trail, have you? Been losing your marbles at the feet of some guru while in quest of your inner being? It's not just that you're out of date, Jack, it's that you revel in it. Hippies went out when I was in kindergarten. Rachel and I have been around half of India on the cultural, not the mystical, trail since before Christmas, which is, of course, why we missed this bizarre announcement in the New Year's honours list. Now, who's Bertie? The Duke of Stormrod, of course, you idiot. You mean the Tory party's eminence grise? The very one. What's he got to do with you? Gab, gab, gab. The purpose of this phone call is to tell you to come home and help me, not to give you my life story. Listen, you old villain, if you want to get me back to participate in some foul plan or other of yours, your only chance is to coax me. Railroading is out. So is being so fucking elliptical that you leave me in more of a fog than I was when this conversation started. Oh, very well, then. Her sigh came through the ether like a March gale. When Bertie was but Lord Bertie Whittingham Sholto, heir to the dukedom, and was in the House of Commons,